Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Friday, September 6, 2019 is Effects of Hurricane Isabel in Delaware. The effects of Hurricane Isabel in Delaware resulted in one of only 13 presidential disaster declarations for the state of Delaware. Hurricane Isabel formed from a tropical wave on September 6, 2003 in the tropical Atlantic Ocean. It moved northwestward, and within an environment of light wind shear and warm waters it steadily strengthened to reach peak winds of 165 miles per hour, 265 kilometers per hour, on September 11. After fluctuating in intensity for 4 days, Isabel gradually weakened and made landfall on the Outer Banks of North Carolina with winds of 105 miles per hour, 165 kilometers per hour, on September 18. It quickly weakened overland and became extratropical over Pennsylvania the next day. The storm's center remained to the south and west of Delaware, and was about 175 miles, 280 kilometers, from the state at its closest approach. At that time, Isabel was a strong tropical storm located in central Virginia. The effects of the hurricane were compounded by flooding caused by the remnants of Tropical Storm Henri days before. Moderate winds of up to 62 miles per hour, 100 kilometers per hour, downed numerous trees, tree limbs, and power lines across the state, leaving at least 15,300 without power. Numerous low-lying areas were flooded due to high surf, strong storm surge, or runoff from flooding further inland. The passage of Hurricane Isabel resulted in $40 million in damage, $2,003 U.S. dollars, $54.5 million 2019 U.S. dollars, and no casualties in the state. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 1:06 UTC on Friday, September 6, 2019. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Effects of Hurricane Isabel in Delaware. This podcast is produced by Abulse May Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTD Pod on Twitter. Abulse May Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Kendra. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.